I guess the big fear that the Israelis might have, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that this plane, this missing plane, may have landed someplace. It could be refueled and then used as a missile to hit one of those high towers in Tel Aviv or something along those lines. I assume that's what they're worried about.
They're worried about that, but they're also worried about the implication of what this means. And I was talking to an aviation expert there. He's been in the business for more than 25 years. He helped design this sort of threat matrix assessment, which even looks at, you know, the number of people that are actually cleaning, mechanically working on the planes before they even leave the airports to fly towards Israel. He has a very worrying assessment. He says, look, in the past, we were looking and scouring the passenger manifest going back a couple of decades. We thought the passengers were the threat. Post 9/11, we thought the aircraft were the threat. He says what he's concerned about now is that the last ring of trust, as he calls it, may be broken, and that is the air crews. What he is concerned about now is the level of checks that the different airlines are making on their air crews. Some air pilots, he says, passed those checks 25 years ago. He says they need to be more rigorous. There are 70 different airlines on any given day, he said, trying to fly into Israel, 70 different carriers, if you will, trying to come into Israel. He wants to know that those airlines are doing better and more routine checks on their aircrew.